And start.
Thank you. First of all, I have to disagree with Sohel about data. So, and I think that we have a huge amount of data. We do not have data transformed into information useful for those that need that data. So, and that's a problem. If you think about, for instance, in my country, everyone has a smart meter, but uses the smart meter as if it was not smart.
Yes.
So, and there is data behind that. So, but coming to your question, I think to help public policies, to help governments, again, we need to know very well what how we go for the projects, how we decide to have good decision to help political the governments. So, and I give an example. For instance, probably all of you, those who are from Europe, know about the go-to areas that was asked from the European Commission to countries to create the tools to understand whether we could or not accelerate renewable investments and renewable permitting with new, more easy regulations for permitting. We need to know what about the special planning of our territory. And in my, I had the pleasure to propose and to deliver a very interesting project that is called the areas which are environmental not sensitive. And we, as we are also the Geological Survey of Portugal, we overlapped several layers of information, like the land use, the agriculture use, biodiversity constraints, mineral resources, water resources, and mapping all these. This was a complex process. It's now ready for use, and you can, if you go to the to our web portal at LUNEG, you find these two there explained. We proposed our government not one single solution, but several scenarios of solutions where the government may decide where the areas where we can facilitate the permitting and help the investors to be more to accelerate their investments, and also have the steadiness of information of public policies so that they have not so much risk in their investments, because they know what is going to happen. It's more, it's stable, it's predictable. This is so integrated planning is very important, and to know what our resources are. Another thing that we need to be very clever is to collaborate and to share good examples. By collaborating, the collaboration between countries, between governments, between regions, help a lot in taking the risk of decisions. I can continue, but I don't know who is whether I'm taking too much time.
No, so, no, you're okay.
Okay.
Nadezhda will be mad at me, but yeah, you finish your ideas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, finish your ideas.
Yes. So I talked about data, about regulation. My name is on the floor. use territorial information and look at the energy system as decent with the big capacities of decentralization, mainly in cities where we will have the most of population, we can decentralize a lot of consumptions and we can produce what we need for consumption. And then we have also, and we had the Draghi report this week that pushed for hydrogen. We really need hydrogen. Of course, it's an expensive tool. We still have a lot of studies to make, but we need hydrogen to give flexibility to the system because we will lose our gas power plants, not talking about coal power plants, and we need hydrogen to bring that flexibility, and not only the flexibility, also to contribute to decarbonize the energy vectors or the consumption that is difficult to decarbonize, like big industry or the aviation fuels, for instance. Okay.
Thank you.